ABC News.
Hello, I'm David Rowlands. A senior economist from the Westpac Group says it's unlikely the gap between inflation and wages growth will reduce for at least another year. The latest data from the Bureau of Statistics has found workers' wages are rising at less than half the rate of inflation. St George Bank's chief economist, Bessa Didar, says it will take a long time for wages to keep pace with inflation. The Prime Minister says motorists can expect the cost of fuel to rise later this year, again confirming his plan to end the fuel excise reprieve. The tax on petrol has been cut from 44 cents to 22 cents a litre, but that measure is due to end in late September. Scott Morrison says regardless of who wins the election, the policy remains the same. Sweden and Finland have formally submitted their applications to join NATO. Turkey has expressed opposition to the two Nordic countries joining because of what it sees as their willingness to host Kurdish militant groups. However, NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has welcomed the move, saying NATO members are determined to work through all issues and reach fast conclusions. Sweden and Finland have chosen to join NATO membership in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And swimmer Shayna Jack has fought back tears after making the Australian team for the first time since a two-year drug ban. Jack has finished second in the women's 100 metres freestyle final at the Australian Championships in Adelaide. Molly O'Callaghan won the event in the fastest time clocked in the world so far this year. Jack says there were many times that she doubted whether she could make it back after her suspension. This is ABC News.